Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me give you some trivia questions here. Well, before I do that, let me tell you who our guest is. Bill Hubbard. Bill is William S. Hubbard, I should say, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. He's the president of Hubbard & Associates out of St. Charles, Illinois, which is a consulting firm specializing in employee consultation, employee compensation, employee handbooks, personnel policies, and supervisory training. And he is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He is our resident HR expert, and he's our friend.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you with us. And Bill, before we get into our discussion, I want to give out our trivia questions because I want to give our audience a chance to win a copy of your book, The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. Folks, if you have one employee, as little as one employee, or if you intend to have at least one employee, you need this book. It's a great reference book. It's written in lay terms. And I'm going to give you a chance to win one of them, and we're also going to tell you how you can buy it. But you can win one of them if you answer one of my trivia questions. On this day in 1954, Ford introduced the prototype for a new sports car. This is not a trick question, folks. I want to know the name of that car. It has had many different configurations over the years and styles, but they introduced it on this day in 1954. Also, what did these people do? Nicholas Copernicus, Merle Oberon, Eddie Arcaro, Lee Marvin. What did those people do? All those people have birthdays today. What did they do for a living? Also, Prince Andrew of England was born on this day, and I want to know one of two things. Tell me what his ex-wife's name is, or tell me the name of his family name, Prince Andrew's family name. Also, one more, Smokey Robinson, the great singer, was born on this day. Tell me the name of the group that he sang with. Bill, you got all that?
Well,
you know all those?
Couple of them, I know.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll go over those later on. Answer one of those trivia questions, folks, and we'll give you a chance to win a copy of Bill's book, The New Battle of Workplace Privacy. Bill, thanks for being with us again. And
sure.
By the way, folks, that number is 888-822-8255. What you got going on today?
Well, one of the issues that came up over the last couple of weeks dealt with tardiness. And as you know, a lot of the northern Midwest had a heavy snow this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly affects travel times and affects people's ability to get to work on time and kind of calls to attention the whole issue of getting to work on time. And most employers, if there's a major snow day, they're going to bend over backwards and they're not going to be too critical about the tardiness issue. But
right.
It just seems that there's certain individuals oftentimes in every workplace that no matter what you do, they just can't seem to get to work on time.
it's a mindset, isn't it? It's almost like a way of life for them.
I really think it is, because I've dealt with this as a human resources manager, and then you define a policy and you set some working hours, and then generally everyone's there on time except this individual or that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you talk with them and you counsel them, and oh yeah, well they know they should be there on time. And then maybe even offer to change their schedule to a later schedule. Oh, well, that would help. And they start coming in late on the later schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you say, it's a mindset.
A lot of people, Bill, and just in your social life, how many people do you know who are never at church or at some other function? They're always late. They never get there on time. And then yet, you know other people who have, similar circumstances, the same number of kids, they live the same distance away or whatever, and they always seem to get there on time. It has to do with your attitude and not anything else, I think.
I really think you've hit the nail right on the head. It's that individual's attitude and their perspective that I'm going to get there before the actual start time.
Right.
So that I'm there to do what I need to do, and I don't feel rushed, and I don't feel pressured, and so on. Because
well, see, I have this I have this obsession with not being late. I hate being late.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that I've never been late. Sometimes I am, but I hate it when I am. And my problem is whenever, if you and I say we're going to meet somewhere for lunch or for whatever we're going to do, I'm usually there 10 or 15 minutes early. And if you're not there, I'm wondering, I'm thinking I've gone to the wrong place.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of pressure you know, I put on myself as far as being on time, but everybody's not like that, and especially, as you say, when it comes to working to your employees, it really creates a problem, doesn't it?
It really does. I had one job where we worked right next to the railroad tracks, and this was the main line, and there was a lot of freight traffic, and it just seemed like if you didn't get there significantly before the start time,
right,
you were sitting on the wrong side of the tracks when that morning bell was ringing.
Right.
You had to be at work, and I
for 20
desk.
Minutes.
Yeah, sometimes it was 20 minutes or so. So I had a scheduled 7:30 start time, and I made sure that I was going through that door between 7 and 7:10,
mm-hmm,
just to make sure that I was there on time.
Right. Well, that's good. But you know, the thing, I'm glad you're bringing this subject up, Bill, because so many small businesses have 2-3 employees, 5-6 employees. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't realize, some employees don't realize this, and the general public who is not in small business doesn't realize this. If everybody in that company has one very important hat to wear and maybe 2 or 3 really important hats to wear,
mm-hmm,
and if one person doesn't show up, that sends a ripple through the whole organization, doesn't it?
It really does, because particularly a smaller organization, that's 20%, 30%, 50% of the workforce sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And it makes a major problem, and particularly when the business has to be open to serve the public. If you don't have the staff to take care of the public that are coming in or patronizing the store or seeking the service, it's just very difficult to operate, and the patron doesn't want to wait. They're going to go someplace where they're going to get the good service.
Well, what if it's the receptionist? Now, this company has one secretary receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
If that person doesn't show up and the boss has to go on a call to meet a customer, and everybody else has got to go out and do the things that they do, especially if you've got a company where people leave the business, everything isn't done in-house, you know, right there like a retail shop or something like that.
Right.
If you've got a construction company or something like that, it really creates a problem. Bill, stand by. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue to talk about people who are late. Bill calls it tardiness, and what that does to the company, your company, and some ways that you can help your employees quit doing that. 888-822-8255. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend, Bill Hubbard, William S. Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, How Far Can Management Go? What Rights Do Employees Have? Safe Practices to Minimize Conflict, Confusion, and Litigation. Folks, this is a book you need to have on your desk. It is on my desk. I use it. I don't just talk about it on the show. I use his book, and I really appreciate it. Bill, tell our audience where they can get it.
Well, they can. Information on it is available at my website, which is www.hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. And when you flick up there, one of the first things that you see on the cover page of the website is books authored by Bill Hubbard, and then there's click on the privacy book, and then from there you get a little brief write-up, and then there's a direct link, a hyperlink to Amacom Publishers,
uh-huh,
which is the publisher, so it's also available in the bookstores. And or if it's not on the shelf, they can order it up for you and just,
uh-huh,
identify it by title and author, and they'll find it and they'll get it for you.
Yeah, and also it's probably available on the online bookstores, I would think, too.
I'm sure it is. I haven't looked yet, but I'm sure it is.
Yeah, okay. Check that out, folks. I recommend you do. Or think about answering one of my trivia questions. Bill and I will send you a free copy right here on the show. Bill, I want to go back before we get into some of the things that you have to talk to us about how to eliminate people being late, tardiness, and things like that. Before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about what happens when somebody is late.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to throw out a couple of scenarios. Maybe you've got one too.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, what I'm talking about is how being late, how not showing up for work, which is the ultimate, which is the maximum of being late, just don't even come in, how that, or just being late, can literally cost small business owners money, small businesses money. If you've got a company that has crews that go out, let's say it's a two-person crew, and it requires two people, or it wouldn't be a two-person crew, it'd be a one-person crew. And so here are these two employees that are supposed to come in and pick up their truck and go out and do the work, whatever it might be, and one of them doesn't show up, Bill,
mm-hmm.
or is late, maybe 30 minutes later, an hour later, whatever, and the customer is expecting them, the customer is waiting on them to come out there and deliver that appliance or to install that window or whatever it might be.
Right.
One guy is late. We don't even know if he's going to show up or not. He hasn't called or anything. Then effectively, potentially, it makes, not only does it make the other employee out of work for an hour or so, or maybe for the day,
mm-hmm.
if they can't do something by themselves, it costs the company that opportunity to make money, to make sales revenue and profits while you're gone.
It is a major cost, and there are other examples in production operations. If you're running a machine where there's two or three people on a machine, and some machines require that. If you don't have the full contingent there, you can't get that machine up and operating, and that's lost dollars until you
right.
get that machine, the productivity going.
What if the person, it's a small company, and the person who was supposed to answer the phone doesn't show up, and the person who would have backed them up, if the second line rang, was the boss, and the owner had to go out and make an appointment to try to make a sale, and the secretary doesn't show up to answer the phone, the boss has to put the phone on the answering service.
Right.
It's 8:30 in the morning. The customer calls in, doesn't understand why I'm getting an answering machine at 8:30 in the morning, and doesn't leave a message, just hangs up. That's missed opportunity because somebody was late.
That's it. That's it exactly. There's always a potential for missed opportunity, and that's lost business, and that customer is going down to your competitor.
Let me throw one other thing out. This is another one that happens in small business. So many, many, many small businesses, Bill, are so close. They operate so close on their cash flow. They're undercapitalized. Many, many, many of them absolutely have got to have sales and collections this week in order to make payroll on Friday, to cover payroll on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that when that person didn't show up this morning to make that delivery didn't get made. The customer didn't get their product. The check didn't come in from the customer, and maybe it was $1,000.
Right.
And that means that the company, the owner of that company, was $1,000 short, maybe more, maybe less. And on Friday, literally that $1,000 was needed to fully cover payroll or some other check that came in. And now, in addition to having an overdraft fee, or maybe several overdraft fees, $25 or so a pop, that owner has got to call the bank and say, Mr. Banker, Ms. Banker, will you please cover my checks? We're just a little bit late with some of our collections.
Mm-hmm.
All because one person didn't show up for 30 minutes. It happens. I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
It's just a couple minutes here and employee thinks, well, what's a couple minutes late?
Yeah.
Yet, now we're looking at how big of an effect it is.
Exactly. Happens every day in small business, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. It's 33 after the hour. Welcome back, heroes. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Bill Hubbert. We're talking about human resource issues, and specifically at this hour, we're talking about people who are late, people who are tardy, and all of those issues. And one of the things, Bill, that, by the way, folks, our number is 888-822-8255. Bill, one of the things that a lot of people probably also don't realize is that over 60% of all the employees in America work for small business. Approximately 73 million employees work for small business.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people don't realize that there's that dramatic a number. And when people are late in small business, that it costs. I don't know if anybody's ever done they talk about how much smoking costs, how much alcohol costs our economy, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if anybody's ever done a study on that. Do you?
I'm sure I've seen some over the years. At the moment, I'm not coming up with a number, though, but I'm sure that you can look at the number of employees and the degree of lateness and some of the issues we've talked about, and
right.
it's going to add up to billions of dollars in terms of the grand scheme of the total economy, because basically, when someone's late, there's lost time, there's lost productivity, there's lost opportunity, and someone else has to try to fill in, or as we've indicated with some of these situations, a certain work can't even be performed unless the whole crew or the whole contingent is there. So it's a major loss that even just a couple of minutes late is going to have an impact.
Tell us some things that we can do to eliminate this problem, or to try to eliminate it.
Okay, well, one of the real key issues is to define and set some guidelines and some work schedules. In other words, this is what we're working, this is our schedule, this is our hours, this is when we expect everybody to be here. And put
those things in writing?
Put them in writing, communicate them to employees. Basically, if you're running a store or you're open to the public, you've got to identify what your business hours are so that the public knows when to contact you. And at a very minimum, that has to be the same as the employee schedule, but actually in most instances, the employee's got to get there early to get set up to be ready for the public. So if you open up at 8:30, then your people probably have to be there at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an important first step, is to say this is when we start.
One other thing that I like to say, and I don't think I see it on your list here, is if somebody says, when I have an employee, I say, if you are sick, if you're going to be late, don't call and tell one of the other employees. You talk to me.
Sure.
Because you want them to feel like they've got to, you want them to know that they've got to talk to the boss if they want to tell somebody they're going to be late or they're going to be sick, rather than just call one of your buddies and say, tell him I'm going to be late. Well, that's not the same thing as talking to the boss and telling him or her you're going to be late.
No, it really is important, because when I write policy manuals and handbooks and we talk about attendance, I say we need to define the importance of good attendance. If they're going to be late or absent, they should call in, and we need to specify to whom and by when.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've indicated, it should be the boss, so that the boss knows and can adjust schedules or reassign work. And we also need to define a time guideline or deadline.
Right.
That most firms will say, well, call in by your start time. If you're not going to be here, if you're scheduled at 8 o'clock, you should call by 8 o'clock so that we know what the situation is.
Right. And if you've been sick all night or whatever, your car's not your car wouldn't start or whatever, I tell them don't call me at 8 o'clock or when you're supposed to get here. Call me when you know.
Earlier, if possible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key, because the more we have time anticipation, then we can adjust schedules to address the situation and make sure that we're serving the customer.
You know, Bill, a lot of these things people are listening are saying, well, that's common sense, but the part that's not, even though it is common sense, the part that is not always common sense is two things, what you're talking about. Number one is writing it down and giving it to employees so they know in writing what is required of them, and two, telling them in person, going over that with them individually so that they know that you know and that the two of you have this understanding between each other.
Sure. That's really is key, is to define that policy and communicate that policy.
Right.
And because that really sets up, here's the rules of the road. Here's what you got to do.
Right.
And unless you really tell the employee this is what we expect, then it becomes relaxed and you got people waltzing in anytime that they want. And
and
when one employee does it, then the others are looking at each other saying, well, gee, if he can get away with it or she can get away with it, why can't I? And pretty soon the problem's growing. And unless you really clamp down on the issue, it's just going to continue to grow and get worse and get worse and get worse.
What are some of the other things we can do?
Well, we define the policy. We need to define some attendance control guidelines. In other words, how much absences or tardiness will we allow? You know, there's a certain occasional situation that may occur, but at some point it becomes excessive. And when and how do we deal with what is excessive absenteeism or tardiness? And part of that then correlates to, you know, maybe some communication guidelines, some corrective action, maybe some disciplinary kinds of guidelines or disciplinary procedures. Another thing a lot of firms are doing these days is considering flexible schedules, recognizing that, well, some people have, there's a lot of dual working families and getting kids off to school, and maybe for some people it's easier to come in later and work later, and others they prefer to come in early and leave early. So if the business allows and you can consider flexible scheduling for your employees, that's a possible situation to consider. One thing with the flexible scheduling is we're not meaning you can change your schedule every day. If the work time starts at 8:30 and you flex to have one person at 8, another at 9, that's the schedule they should stay with.
That's their new starting time, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, Bill, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, It's 39 after the hour. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Bill Hubbard. When we go come back, we're going to get him to tell us about something called a no-fault attendance and control, no-fault attendance control plan. I'll get it out in a minute. Stay with us. All right. It's 44 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our very good friend, William S. Hubbard. Bill Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. You got another book out, too, don't you, Bill?
Yes, I do.
It's actually been out for a while. It's actually older than this one, but it's still selling very well. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is. That one's called Personnel Policy Handbook, How to Develop a Manual That Works. And actually, information on that one is also on my website as well. That one is by McGraw-Hill Publishers. Uh-huh. That's a 650-page volume of personnel policy issues.
All right.
That one's
been out. You've had that one 5 or 6 years, haven't
that
you?
That one's actually was published in 1993. And, in fact, the topic that we're discussing today, attendance and punctuality and policy issues, is very detailedly defined in that particular book.
Congratulations on having a six-year-old book that's still in demand. That's great.
It's moving right along.
Well, that's a testament to you and to your quality of the book that you produce. And folks, another example of the fact that we don't have chopped liver on this show. Only the best for my audience. And you're talking to him right now. Bill, let's talk about something that I had a hard time saying in the last segment.
No fault attendance control policy.
Let me see if I can say that again.
Okay.
No fault attendance control policy. All right, I got it out that time.
Very good. Basically, what it is we give employees credit when they come in on time. You accumulate these credits, so to speak,
and then
you can use them for absences and tardiness kinds of situations. And as long as you accumulate and maintain a positive value to it,
mm-hmm.
you're in good shape. And then basically maintaining that positive value means that you have good attendance and good punctuality, and you're not becoming excessive, because once it rolls into you use all your credits and it rolls into a negative situation, then you've got excessive absenteeism or excessive tardiness.
So do you recommend you actually keep up with the attaboys?
Yeah. In fact, that's another real significant issue.
How do you do that?
Is to reward employees.
How do you do that?
Well, some firms do that financially. Some firms do that by recognition. Some firms do that by...
Now, you're not talking about just being... Are you talking about showing up for work every day on time?
Sure.
In other words, if you just show up, if you just do what you're supposed to do, you get compensated?
You can.
Yeah.
And because, you know, one of the key things with compensation is we want to recognize and reward the behavior that we're looking to get.
Yeah.
And so if attendance is one of those key issues that we want to motivate, let's put a carrot out there.
Yeah.
Let's give some sort of an incentive for the person to come in every day on time. I know one organization that is it's a veterinary care service,
mm-hmm.
and they have, I think, in the summertime, what they call heartworm season. It's a particular type of disease that affects animals.
Mm-hmm.
So they want their people every day on time to be at work. So those people get a bonus if they have perfect attendance during that 3-month period.
You know, the way I've always done that over the years is I've sort of kept up with how a person is. In other words, if we still got some work to do, and it's 5 o'clock, so to speak, quitting time, and that person doesn't even look up, they just continue to work,
mm-hmm.
and or they come in a little bit early and to get a little bit of a head start on a special project or something like that, and they did it on their own initiative. I didn't have to say anything. I just kept up with that, and if they ever had a time, if there was a time when they needed to be off, or they needed to, they were late or whatever, they got the credit for that attitude, that performance prior to that. And I've actually had other employees who would have observed me not giving them a hard time, but whereas I had gotten after, this other employee for being late or something, and they'd say, well, how come you didn't complain to her? How come you didn't fuss at her or him? And, you know, my comment was, well, because that person has already built up some credibility with me.
Sure. There's two kinds of reinforcement here. There's positive reinforcement, which is the rewards,
mm-hmm.
and there's the negative reinforcement, which is the discipline.
Right.
And we really need to have both elements come into play. it's so easy just to deal with some of the problem situations, and while they're late,
right.
Finally you get tired of it, and you say something, or you get real tired of it, and you let somebody go.
Right.
And you really need, though, to have that policy defined, communicated, consistently administered,
right.
So that everybody sees, hey, this is the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Give them too much rope, and they're gonna there's gonna be a bunch of them coming in late, and as more and more do it, more and more are gonna say, well, why can't I do it? And pretty soon you got half the office or half the shop coming in late unless you draw a line.
Yeah.
And say this is what the game is, folks.
I like your idea though of having some positive reinforcement first before you have to do the negative reinforcement.
You need both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get
mm-hmm.
that carrot out there, and then if that doesn't work, then you've got to use the stick.
Right. Exactly.
the other end of that.
Bill, stand by. We got a quick call. Let's try to take one quick. Who we got, James?
We have Larry calling from Missouri.
Hi, Larry. Larry?
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
All right, sir. Say hello to Bill Hubbard.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Larry, we've got a minute.
I'm here.
Go ahead, Larry. We got a minute before we go to break. Quickly.
Okay. Well, I'm the guy that you were just talking about. I'm the one that shows up half an hour early, and I really don't pay attention to the clock too much.
Congratulations.
I started working when I was 14 at a car wash, drying them off.
I see.
I'm 40-some years old now.
Uh-huh.
But what I had a little grievance here is this incentive program that you're talking about is called a paycheck.
I
and
got you.
If they don't want to come to work every day on time, then they don't have a job.
Larry, I'm glad you called in and said that. That was something that was on my mind. Can you hang on? I want to talk about that a little bit with you after the break.
Okay.
When we come back. Can you hang on? All right. Stand by, folks. It's 50 after the hour. We're going to let Larry tell us a little bit more about what's on his mind. Bill Hubbard is our special guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking that out. Bill Hubbard is our special guest, and his website is www.hubbart, that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T, two B's and two T's, .com. Right, Bill?
Yes, it is.
And he's our special guest and our regular guest on the show every month, talking to us about human resources issues. And we have a caller, and his name is Larry, out from Missouri, and he's listening, I imagine, over KCXL. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. They do a great job out there. And, Larry, I believe what you were saying was, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you were saying, hey, you get a paycheck for showing up on time and staying till quitting time. You shouldn't get paid extra for doing that. Is that what you're saying, Larry?
Basically, yeah. We're not in grade school anymore. We don't get a gold star for doing what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We all have a life, and yes, we are all going to have problems, and that's part of being alive.
Right.
You have a job so you can live. You don't live so you can have a job. And if something happens and I need time off, it's not a mother may I.
Yeah.
It's a, hey, I need time off, I've got to do this, and that's the way it is.
Right.
My work history is such that that's not a problem. I've never been fired from a job. I've told a lot of people where to put their job.
Yeah.
When they start talking about this discipline and, you know, well, you've had 3 days off this week and we're going to give you a suspension here. And it's like, well, no, I don't have time for this. You go on and play your game with somebody else.
But now, Larry, what do you do? How do you earn? Don't you feel that you should earn the right to have some latitude, some slack with you from your boss?
That's your performance.
Okay.
If you are there on time and you do your job, they're going to know it.
Yeah.
And when you have a problem, it's just like when a problem comes up at work. It needs a little special attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you have to deal with it. And, if you know, I mean, they have a life, too. They have kids. They have houses.
Employees you're talking about.
Everybody.
Yeah, okay.
And if they, you know, if they can't deal with it, then maybe they need to go to work for somebody.
Yeah.
But right.
Most employers will give a little more slack to the guy that does a good day's work.
That's right.
And the guy that's kind of slacking along, those are the ones that are really going to jump on, well, here's one more problem, and we're just going to get rid of this guy because he's not trying that hard. So you've raised a good point there. That's
exactly the point. If you're not going to be here and you're not going to do your job, then I don't need you around.
Right.
It just makes more problems for everybody involved.
Right. Which brings up a good point, Larry, and I'll ask you this question. Bill's the professional, but you're out there living this. What at what point in time does the boss have the right to say, hey, you're out of here. I can't put up with this behavior anymore?
That is based on an individual case. If the person is genuinely having problems, then they need a little bit more latitude.
Yeah, maybe some help.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's a situation where they're just the class clown who never did his homework, never
right.
did anything, his father had to kick him in the butt just to get him to take the trash out, send him packing.
Don't you think most employers today are the kind of people who will give an employee help?
My experiences have the majority of them are.
Yeah.
Larry, you run into a corporate idiot every now and then
yeah.
who doesn't really care about anything but the bottom line.
Larry, I got to cut you off because we're coming up on the end of the hour. Thank you for calling in and giving us your point of view. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you for being a good employee. And
okay.
Keep listening, Bill. We got to wrap it up. I guess I let Larry have the last word there. Are you there, Bill?
Yeah.
I appreciate you being with us today. You did a great job.
Great.
And we'll do it again next month.
Talk to you next month.
Thank you, sir.
Great.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Before we go, folks, got to wrap it up. I want to thank my heroes, small business owners and employees, like Larry. They're my heroes, too. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.